Cuba, just as in every country, we look at four individual columns for before we produce the aggregate score. Those columns are access to health, access to education, economic equality, and political participation. So in terms of politics, we do not differentiate between the political system of a country. What we do do is we look at how many senior decision makers, policy makers, government ministers, etc., are female, and that informs the political participation score. And the criteria, the methodology is all available in our reports. We rank countries according to their ability to close the gender gap. So it's basically, this does not mean it's not linked to their development level. That's exactly what it means. I mean, you can be an emerging market or a middle income country or a developing world country. But if you provide the mechanisms in society to offer equality to men and women, then you get a high score. So it does not, it's not dependent upon level of income or wealth or prosperity or development. It's merely solely dependent, the ranking, on the level of equality it provides to both genders.